Hi everyone, my name is Stephanie Parker and I'm a hand-in-hand parenting instructor. And with me today I have a mum of two and her name is Jessie. And we're just going to talk about Christmas. So hi Jessie.
Hi Steph.
Hi, thanks for coming along today. So I know that Christmas was a little bit of a concern for you, wasn't it, a few weeks ago? You were already starting to feel a bit worried about how it was going to be.
That's right. In October, I was already getting stressed out about Christmas.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us why that was?
Yeah, I think it was largely based on my experience last year when I was really caught by surprise. My four-year-old daughter was completely wild with excitement for days and weeks around Christmas, and it felt very materialistic. There was way too many presents. And we also had a really difficult day on actual Christmas Day. Right. I had separated from my partner a couple of months before Christmas, and kind of as a gesture of goodwill and reassurance to everyone, we went to his parents and the whole extended family for Christmas Day. And it was really stressful.
Oh, do you want to tell us a bit about why it was stressful?
Yeah, I think the day was designed around adults, really, and we had this big, long, complicated, proper Christmas dinner, which my children don't like. They don't like the food. And my daughter has a difficult relationship with her younger cousin, which ran all day, of course. We had several major screaming meltdowns. And after the meal, the walk, the cake, the coffee, the mince pies, whatever, it was early evening and I thought it's time to start going home. And, oh, actually, we've still got to open all the presents. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
So we had this mad frenzy of present opening. And then we still had to light the candles on the Christmas tree and sing songs. Eventually extracted ourselves and dragged ourselves home. Yeah. And, whew.
Yeah. Wow.
Don't really want to do that again.
Yeah. So no wonder you've been feeling a little bit worried about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I hear that you've already been quite proactive about this. So do you want to share about that?
Yeah. So I talked about Christmas in my listening partnership. And I ranted and raved and laughed about Christmas. And I think that really helped to shift things a bit. And also gave me permission in a way to say, I can do something about this. I can take control of the situation. And I started talking a bit at home about Christmas and what would we do. And my children had this inspired idea that they wanted to jump around on the bed with bits of leftover tinsel that had been kicking around all year.
Right.
And we did. We jumped and danced and twirled about on the bed with pieces of tinsel.
I've got a lovely picture in my head now of you all doing that.
We laughed so much and it was really fun. Right. And I'm sure that helped as well to kind of create the space that we then could start making a plan. And my children were really clear that they wanted to have Christmas at home, just us. And I thought, great, that's really simple. Yeah. We can do that.
So that's what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It also means that we don't have to worry at all about, like, what are we going to eat or anything. It's totally fine to have cheesy pasta for Christmas.
Absolutely. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Then another part of it was that part of our extended family had this idea last year that rather than all of the extended family giving individual gifts to their child, they asked people to give a contribution towards one big present. And I thought, well, hey, maybe we could do that. But my kids didn't want that. They turned the idea upside down and said, let everyone else carry on as normal and give whatever they want. And we're just going to have one present from Mama and Dada this year. Just one thing.
Wow. Sounds like they're really clear about how they want it to be.
I think they are.
Yeah. Great.
And I hope that listening to that is going to create a much more peaceful and enjoyable Christmas for us all.
It sounds like it's going to. It sounds like it's going to be much more child-led this year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Which is what Christmas is all about, really, isn't it?
Surely.
Yeah. So Great, Jessie. Thank you so much for sharing your experiences. And yeah, really great that you were able to, you know, work through some of this and listen to your children and create something different. And maybe we'll hear back from you after Christmas to hear how it went. That'll be great.
That'll be the real test.
Thank you. I know, you know, Christmas can be quite a stressful time for a lot of families. So I'm sure your experiences will make a difference. So thank you for sharing them.